What's going on, everybody? We are back for a special edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. It is right off of Survivor Series weekend and Monday Night Raw. And everybody been going crazy, 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 because it's been some big news. It's been so crazy, we literally got the whole team on the show today. I don't think we ever had the whole team on right now. We got the professor, KG. We got
what up,
my boy,
though?
We got my boy Cass G down
what's
there
up,
in
what's
Florida
up, what's
doing
up?
His thing.
Hey,
we
y'all.
Got the world heavyweight champion, Mr. Joe Walker. And we got the author and the voice of Northwest Championship Wrestling, Jordan Slots Gavone. What's going on, man?
How are you doing? It's good to see y'all's faces.
Facts, instead of us just talking through chat all the time, man.
I know, you guys sending me messages at 4 a.m. while I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, that's wrestling for you, baby. You got to do it. But with that being said, guys, I know everybody heard the news. Oh, before we do this, got to shout out our new formats. You can also check us out on Mize TV or Roku. Totally free. It airs every Friday. So if you got Roku TV, if you got a smart TV, just download the Mize TV app. That's M-I-S-E TV. You can check us out. See all these beautiful brothers right here. And also, we're on Sideline Sports. You can check that out every Monday as well. With that being said, fellas, Saturday, Survivor Series. I'm down there. I'm doing media press. It's a great Survivor Series. Cody Rhodes team won. They had a It was a great show. And I want to set the stage of what happened. So when you go to media for WWE, you have to leave as soon as they count to three. They come and grab you and take you to the media room because they have to start off. The show starts right after the pay-per-view, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
They grab us and whisk us downstairs into the media room. So we're all sitting there. And I know what you guys saw on TV. They showed the decal. They signed off, am I correct, on television?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They signed off. Next thing you know, we're all sitting there. All the media people are, like, standing up and going, like, making noise. Like, what's wrong? They have a monitor in the room that we're in. They're like, oh, my God, CM Punk is back. And we think, because we're seeing these people stand up, we think, like, CM Punk is what? Did he fall down? Is he on the floor? Pick his ass up. What you mean? Everybody looking down. You didn't pick him up. We thought he just came to visit. No. Everybody in the media room is going crazy. I mean, like, when you do this media stuff, you try to stay as professional as possible. But literally, we were all marking out, dog. I'm going to be honest. To where all, I mean, Byron Saxton and everybody, they just start laughing at us, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it was so, they knew. And I don't even know if the guys that took us downstairs knew that Punk was there. And that's kind of where I want to start at. Now, you all saw Punk come back that night. Do y'all really think that they kept that quiet to so many different people? Like, that people really didn't know, or do you think everybody was in on it? Whoever want to start, go right ahead.
Nah, see, me personally, I think that, like, a lot of people knew, but they're just so sweet at it. Like, Triple H is so sweet at hiding real facts to where, during his press conference when he said that, what, two people knew? Nah, I'm calling cap on that one. I think that a lot of the locker room knew. There might have been a handful of people, but I definitely think a lot of people.
I don't think anybody knew. They had to keep that on the hush. They had to.
So when you say nobody, you don't think other than Triple H and Nick Khan, you think that's it? Kanye?
They had to keep that hush, man. It was, you know, you talking something as big as, you know, first of all, you're talking Survivor Series is one of their main pay-per-views, right? It's in Chicago. That's a lot of people that, you know, was saying CM Punk. That's the reason why they had to bring out the Randy Orton announcement early, because they thought that CM Punk was going to be there early. They had to kind of just diffuse all of those rumors and distract people. They did a little, you know, three-car molly. Hey, here goes Randy Orton, you know. And then, boom, here comes CM Punk. They had to keep it on hush. And I believe that he probably did sign it the day of.
Like, okay, you know, and just that's to what keep I want to say. Jordan, I don't know. You watched the press conference, correct?
Yeah.
If you heard, Triple H said that, yeah, it was last minute, 11th hour that they signed. It wasn't like he signed a month ago, 2 months ago, anything like that.
No, and I
Go ahead.
I fully agree with Triple H. I believe him 100% for a couple different reasons. One of which is the fact that there's too many people leaking stuff in any of the companies. And even if you think you know everyone who's leaking, you don't know everyone who's leaking. That's just gonna be a thing. And then like Whip and I, you and I were talking the other day, where I said, I think people trust Triple H enough to know that, because the thought is, oh, did Seth Rollins know? Did he know? Was his reaction real when he was caught, off camera? Or was he playing it up because there's an angle coming? And the way that I see it is, in this day and age, I think anytime you're at ringside, you know you're going to be filmed. You know you're going to be observed. It's going to get locked. It's going to get dropped, whatever. And I think Seth specifically heard the music, saw this happen, and went, oh, this, whatever. We all saw it. And knew that at some point they're going to have a match.
Okay.
And steered into it because he trusts Triple H's judgment. Now, if Vince was still there and Vince was running the show, I don't think Seth would have done any of that. I think he would have just like stepped back and shook his head, like we saw, Randy and Jay doing. But I think because Seth trusts Triple H, that if Triple H did this, Triple H did it for a reason, and Seth can probably get behind that reason.
For sure, man. And I want to shout out a couple people that's watching right now. Shout out to Tony Tone from Battle Creek is checking in. We got Antoine Davenport, or what's he call himself? Coco T.
Hey, what up, Tony?
He's checking in right now. And we got my boy Jay Zoo. He think everyone knew. Okay.
I agree.
Heavyweight world champion, Mr. Joe Walker.
Yes, sir.
You just heard what Jordan said about Seth, man. And I want to see what your thoughts about. I know you saw the video. You saw Seth acting a nut, man.
Wilding out.
What did you think about Seth nutting up? Do you think that was a shoot, or do you think he was working this, man?
Let me first say this. Whip Dog, you make us all proud, man. It was always such an honor and a privilege to watch you do what you do in those press conferences, man.
You
totally change the energy in the room every time you get on the microphone. Everybody come in and they're so formatted. I'm a journalist. I need to behave like a journalist. And you are 100% authentically yourself every single time. You totally change the atmosphere in the room. I love it. Good job.
I appreciate that, family. I appreciate
good
that.
Good job.
I'll double down on that.
Now, on to Punk and Seth Rollins' reaction. You know what? The fact that we can all sit and debate whether it was authentic or whether he's working, it just makes it all that much more intriguing. That shows you, that can give you some insight maybe into why Triple H brought CM Punk back, because of instances like this. It got people talking, it's got people guessing, and we're talking from multiple different angles. Drew McIntyre storming out, Randy Orton waving, Seth Rollins going off and people having to hold him back. How much of this is real? How much of this is them building on what's to come? We don't know. But we don't have this unless Triple H does what he does, unless Nick Khan does what he does and brings CM Punk back. It creates this atmosphere, creates this, the tension, the intrigue that we can all assemble right now and talk about. It's fantastic. So I don't know. I don't know if he looked mad to me, but if he authentically mad, or is he in character mad, whichever way, I want to know what's coming. I want to know what's next.
I like that thought process. See, I got a guy on this panel right now. And see, Kanye is a little bit more reserved now. But see, y'all don't know Kanye, but look, he's smiling because he know what I'm saying. Kanye back in the day was a beast, man. So Kanye, I want to talk about that right now. We talking about Seth and CM Punk. But if you were a wrestler in the back, you've been doing your thing in WWE for the last 2-3 years. You're LA Knight. You're Jey Uso. You're trying to make it to the top. And you see this motherfucker come back, man. Are you worried? Are you pissed at him yourself? Because now he just shifted whatever the plans were for the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
You,
No, you know what? You got to learn from. I was watching a video just today about CM Punk. This was back in September 12, 2011, the CM Punk Triple H exchange. And he brought that up in his interview last night. And Triple H really, he had to learn that, hey, you know what? This is business, man. And if you're paying attention, if you're a real wrestling fan, or are you, if you, unless you've been under the rock and you're under the under a rock and hidden in a cave or something, man, CM Punk is pushing numbers, man. And so if I was a wrestler in the back, I want to be the one to say, hey, I want to challenge him. I want to make my name and bring a 5-star match. And that's the way, if you're not doing that, you're not really ready to step up your game and be ready to wrestle and put on 5-star matches and really get out there and get on the mic with CM Punk, man, you're gonna be in the back. So people getting upset, you need to be upset and get in the back, because we want to see 5-star matches. We want to see great interview back and forth. Hey, people talk about the Miz. Hey, Miz, you know, Miz will incinerate you on the mic. And so I would love to see CM Punk and the Miz get back like they used to do back in the
Oh
day.
yeah.
I can't wait. I just want to, you know,
Oh.
they got to do Seth first, because Seth did talk. They were going back and forth, low-key dissing all year,
Yep.
earlier
One of
this
you. Yep.
year. And so Seth is a businessman. And so, hey, what's good for business? Yeah, he might have been a little pissed off. But you know what, though? Hey, Triple H should say, hey, he's been the dude. Seth has been the dude that's been the carry. He's the MVP of WWE for the last 2, 3 years, man. Injured, all of that, man. So, hey, you a guy in the back and you upset, man. Man, go get you a tissue, man. Wipe your face and keep your shit going, man. Let's go.
There
I knew we could
it
have sounded right out of you,
is. Think
man.
about this though. Hold on. Hold
Can we
on a
say that?
second.
Can we say that on Roku?
We can beep it out. We can beep it out.
Oh,
We'll be good.
okay.
Hold on.
Oh man, you got to give me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's revisit what you said about okay, plans got to change. But how do we know that plans have to change? How do we not know that this is not a seed that's been planted behind the scenes that we had no
See,
idea of in
and
long form?
that's
Like, think about this. Like the Jungle Boy incident. I mean, you're talking about like how convenient for that to happen at their biggest event, and that's the
yeah,
last
double
time you see
agent.
CM Punk in AEW. No, I'm just
Whip,
saying.
I caught
I'm
it.
just
Didn't I
Hey,
call it?
it's vapor.
But
Did I
Joe,
call
but
it? He a
listen,
double
but
agent,
listen.
man. But listen, I'm not saying he a double agent. I'm saying conversations can start elsewhere and drift to where you need them to get to. Who's to say that Triple H hasn't already considered it over on this side,
Let me get myself
and that
fired.
Punk had already considered it
Yeah.
over this side, and they having exclusive conversations away from each other, but
Perfect.
they still getting the information that's getting back to
Perfect
each other, and they saying,
example
"Yo,
on that.
if he becomes available, we gonna snatch him. If he becomes
Yo.
available, we gonna snatch him." You looking at, okay, he got beef with Seth. All right, man, we trying to figure out what we gonna do for WrestleMania. You got The Rock in play. You got Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. That's the match that people want to see. It's all this stuff. Okay, what are we gonna do with the World Heavyweight Championship? Hey, man, what if we could get Punk and Seth at Mania 40? Ooh, wouldn't that be fantastic? But man, how are we gonna do it? I'm just saying, you just never know what people are saying behind the scenes. You
Yeah.
never
And
know.
hold on
If you
one sec. Hold
remember,
on, Jordan,
my
hold
bad.
on one second. Want to read? We got a couple comments in. Shout out to Jordan Couture. He says, Seth is smart also. He could be real mad,
Very.
but he also knows planting a seed will make a lot of bucks in the future. Got that comment in. And we also got a comment from LaFantom. Hunter is a smart guy. They aren't going by to risk starting off alienating the guys in the locker room. He saw that dumpster fire ending in AEW. That definitely ain't going to happen on the big stage. Those guys are pros and are going to do business. They knew from Seth cussing Randy to waving to Cole, to Randy waving to Cole basically queuing up the music drop.
Yeah.
So he's on a
Yep.
team that everybody pretty much knew. Now, I'm sorry, now you was about to say something, Cass?
Yeah,
Hold
so he was talking about like conversations and whatnot, and what conversations that we don't know about could have happened behind the scenes. But if you remember in July, the last time the WWE went to Chicago, there was footage of him talking to Tamina, I believe, outside. And then there are rumors going around that Triple H and CM Punk had a conversation that day, and that Triple H was okay with Punk, but Vince was the one that gave him the boot out.
That's
So as
fair.
soon as the merger happened with TKO, I guarantee you Triple H was in his phone and had that conversation. I bet.
Hold on. Let me drop one more jewel. Let me drop one more. One more. What you saw in AEW, that's not WWE CM Punk. That was Punk. He had been away for all this time. He's coming back into an environment that he was not familiar with. And he's trying to make it work. And it was already stated that there was people there that didn't want him there, and they had their own ideas of how it should work. Now, they never had a conversation to come together to try to make it work together. No. So it was failed from the beginning.
You're referencing AEW, right?
Yeah, no. AEW. Okay.
The Young Bucks.
Punk going back to WWE, that is an environment that he knows. Did he leave on bad terms? Was it not what he expected when he was there? No, but he's been watching. He's seen how he's evolved. And he know Paul. Paul know him. Mm-hmm. He know how Paul handled business. He like, okay, I'm watching how Paul's steering this ship. This is where I need to be. So yep. Why wouldn't he go back there? You're not going to get the same Punk that was in AEW that you're getting in WWE. That's two different versions of CM Punk. Mm-hmm. That's two different versions. CM Punk can come back to WWE and jump right back in his old skin, but better than it ever was before. And that's why he on TV saying, I'm home, because as soon as he stepped in the door, he felt it. You feel the difference.
He felt
his value. Yeah. He felt his value there. He like, okay, this is how it's supposed to feel when I'm in the building, when I'm getting ready for a show. This is how it's supposed to feel.
And apparently that love that he was talking about.
Real on that, though, you know, you have to realize, man, CM Punk is OG like us, man. You know, he's 45 years old, man. You don't want to deal with these kids, man. You know, you talking just how things are ran. Vince is the ultimate businessman. And things are handled professionally. Whip, you don't see many a times how things are handled, how WWE is handled, right?
Yep.
And so that's what Punk is really used to. Catering, how people were just handling themselves in the back room. You had Undertaker running the show in the back, so he wasn't all that BS going on in the back and all that noise and stuff like that. So, you know, what was that? The wrestler's court they used to was talking about, they used to have and all that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what Punk used to, man. Who, like, for me, I don't want to hang around a bunch of 20-year-olds, man, that don't, and they're not professional, that's a little different, man. And I think that, hey, Punk said he's home because WWE is going to be ran like a doggone multi-billion-dollar company. AEW ain't that. And, hey, it was a lot of that noise going on. And, hey, man, he wasn't feeling it. He's like, hey, he's been around a professional environment. It's just like you leaving your job and you go to your new job. You're like, man, I should have stayed where I was at. This is some crap, man. We all done been through that, man. And that's what it is, man.
That's why beef played out with him and Jungle Boy, because Jungle Boy don't know how it works.
Yeah.
He's still learning, and Punk trying to tell him, and he and Jungle Boy in his own head, like, dude, who are you to tell me what to do?
Yeah, they're trying to sun me.
Like, dude, I'm CM Punk. He's like, not to be arrogant, but dude, I'm CM Punk. Did you see the United Center sold out on a rumor that I was going to be there?
Yes.
How many arenas have you sold out on a rumor? Dude,
he can't even get it. Man, Jungle Boy, mic skills, man. That's why, if Jungle Boy left tomorrow, man, he'll be like the Killer Bees. That's another dude, man.
Let's
keep it real, man.
Hold on. I want to get to Jordan real quick. But Jordan,
I just want real quick. I'll say yes. Jungle Boy is learning. He's young, you know, all that jazz. One, I think he's got crazy potential. I'm a huge Jungle Boy fan of his work and everything like that. But to your point, you know, Undertaker running wrestler's court and all that jazz, there doesn't seem to be, obviously I don't know, there doesn't seem to be people at AEW to help teach Jungle Boy those things, you know. And I think that's what happens. Whip and I were talking about it earlier. I don't like the idea that some of your top talent are also your EVPs. Like there's too many wires being crossed in that situation. It's just like how I think if Triple H was still wrestling right now full time, but no one would like that. No one would like him being there in the position that he has. And I think that's a big part of it. You know, you have people in these positions of power who more or less pick sides. I mean, from what we know, that seems to be the thing. And then you have Tony Khan, who really just, you know, he for lack of a better word, he's a fan running a company. He doesn't have that mindset of best for business. He has what's best for Tony, you know, and Tony wants his favorite wrestlers. He wants his favorite toys and that sort of thing.
Right, right.
Now, guys, but he's learning. I feel like he's getting better. I feel like Tony's getting better, for some credit to Tony. I feel like he's getting better.
Hey, I want
to
bring this
you
up.
You being
real
a
quick,
Jungle
fellas.
Boy fan, though, that's
oh, he's got
to be
got
a Jungle
great.
Boy
ah,
fan.
He
got to get his wife. Nah, nah.
Hey, he's got a great look.
No shade, man.
Mike skills. Great look. He needed this. Hey, he got a great look. Somebody need to help that guy with his mic skill. He needed to go to the Dusty Road camp of Mike skills, man. Once he get his mic skills together, maybe.
That's 80% of workers, to be fair.
He need to come rock a show with me. I'll teach him.
Now, fellas, there you go. I want to ask y'all this, man. And I want Najee to jump in first. Cass, 87 million, dog, is the number they said that this man did. I mean, move the needle. Social media views all over their platforms. I mean, how do you deny that? Whether you love Punk or not, you gotta watch his ass, man. Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That's insane to me. They were saying he broke records in different countries too. They were saying that in Canada, they had their highest viewership of Monday Night Raw since the night after WrestleMania. And that's a big deal for you to be able to throw, just you showing up to a Monday Night Raw can pull that kind of numbers in multiple places. Every side of the world is getting it. That man packs that much of a punch, man. That's just really how it is. Like I got into so many arguments with my friends about me actually being excited for him to come back, because regardless of whether you think he's the best wrestler in the world or not, or you think he's too controversial or not, he is that dude, bro. You can't get around it. CM Punk is CM Punk, and he is responsible for a handful of memorable moments that every single one of us could pull out our back pocket right now. Like he is, at one point in time, he was almost stone cold with the way he was going with Vince McMahon and Triple H. Like he was doing that. Like that was our second run through of one person taking on an authority figure, if you think about it. Like, we got another chance to live that out.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something. I sat here and talked to y'all about how the fans in the arena was acting when he walked out. How did each one of y'all act when y'all saw it? When y'all heard the music pop, man?
I got made fun of, I'm gonna be real. I got made fun of because I got about a good foot away from the TV and sat there like...
Listen. I was walking over to turn the TV off. I'm like, yeah, this was dope. I was getting ready to go do something else. So I was going to watch the press conference on my phone. So I was going to turn the TV off. And just as I was reaching down, I'm like, what?
What about you, Yay? How did you feel when you heard the music, man?
Hold on here, man. Let me see if you can hear this, because I was playing this all day.
I can't hear it. It must be that cult of personality.
Oh, man. Man. I was playing it all day yesterday. I knew. I waited. I was like, you know how you go to the movies and you see the Avengers and you're the last one in there, and then they have the little cookie at the end. My wife, they're in the car. Our kids are in the car like, Daddy, we got to go. Like that was me. That was me. Cause I knew it. I said, somebody's going to make a business decision.
Stay for the credits,
man.
Honey. Stay for the credits.
Yeah. But that's just like yesterday. I was so mad. I watched Raw. Oh, man.
Woo-wee!
Yeah. I had to wait. And then,
Hold on. We're going to get there.
I waited to the end, man.
Yo,
we waited to the rolling credits, man. He thinks he's
man.
In a Marvel movie right now.
Dude, you just said something. They just gave us a post-credit scene.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
WWE, yo. Wow.
And anybody out there in the comments, let us know how y'all felt when y'all saw it. Because I know, don't act like y'all knew. Because y'all know, there was people walking out the building. I'm there. I'm seeing it, dog. So don't act like y'all knew. Let us know in the comments. Jordan, how did you feel when you heard the music pop?
I was very excited to see the copyright logo make its main roster debut finally. it took longer than I thought. You know, I was a black and gold NXT era Triple H watcher. So the second that graphic comes up, I just do one of these. I'm like, okay, what's next? Where's Ciampa jumping Gargano? But I didn't expect that. I was expecting, you know, the logo to pop up and then a Randy heel turn was what I was genuinely expecting. And actually, I thought we still might get a cash in off of a Randy heel turn inside the cage still. Obviously, that didn't happen. But I mean, when the music hit, you know, I for lack of a better word, you know, it was a markout moment. You know, it really was. And it's a combination of I genuinely didn't think it was going to happen. And I genuinely was excited, anxious, nervous, all the emotions, because you know I watched his rise and fall in AEW, and you know Punk debuted in WWE CW in 2006 April, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So I was like 15 or something when it happened, and I instantly resonated with him in the sense that I didn't know at the time the terminology of straight edge, but that's what I was slash am. But I was at that age where, you know, all your friends and all the people in school are starting to do drinking and all that jazz. And I'm like, no, this is super lame. I don't want to do any of that. And then this cool looking dude shows up with all this stuff. And I instantly resonated with him. So I instantly clicked with him and he instantly became one of my favorites. And then, you know, when he just left and, for lack of a better word, you know, complained and whined for 10 years or whatever, I was like, oh, just more of my favorite wrestlers turning out to be terrible people. Kane is the other one, by the way.
Uh-oh, that's a whole other show right there. Kane.
Yeah. So, you know, and then to lead in that, Jordan. To lead into what you know, Kanye was saying, I liked the promo last night.
Well, let's go there. Let's go there. Because I know, yeah, you got something to say. I
didn't say I didn't
myself.
Like the promo.
I did not. You know what? I don't think it was a bad promo. But I went on every social media platform I could find, and I just said, mid. That is not the CM Punk that I wanted after 10 years. I understand you came back home. But I felt like he was really watered down last night. Like he was trying to make sure that the guys knew he wasn't there to cause trouble. Do y'all remember when the NWO first came to WWE and then they kind of was doing skits talking about, oh, mm-hmm. we're not here to tear it up. We're actually here to make the company better. That's what I felt. They said that when he got there yesterday, he was, which as you should be, first of all, as a worker, he's going around shaking everybody's hand, making sure everybody knows that it's not a problem. Jordan does some work with Impact Wrestling. CM Punk has went to Impact Wrestling and tried to smooth over everything with everybody. He goes to Impact Wrestling shaking hands. He's did it twice. He's been in other promotions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at the promo, but I'm going to tell you, I was ready for him to test somebody, a new one. That's what I wanted
maybe,
to see.
Maybe that's a part of his Seth growth, like his new growth as a man. Like he's trying to just like walk up to everybody and be like, hey, bro, I'm sorry.
Now, I know y'all got some thoughts about the promo, but that last line, I'm gonna work backwards. That last line, after that great dope promo, I guess y'all like it. He was, you know, just kind of saying that he feels comfortable being back here. I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah,
I'm
baby.
Here to make money. Does that isolate everything he said before the promo, though, or what? What do you think?
I don't think so. For a couple of reasons. One, to combo off of what you said, Whip, it wasn't the promo that you wanted. It wasn't the promo you expected, but I genuinely think it was the promo that we needed. Because we're not getting the same CM Punk that we had in Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling podcast 9.5 the years movie. Ago. We're not getting the same CM Punk that we had in AEW a year ago. We're getting a CM Punk who I think, you know, for lack of a better word, really had a reality check after AEW in good ways and bad ways, probably. And he's back in WWE, and I think he... You know, they say everyone always comes back. I genuinely think he didn't think he would ever go back. And I think a lot of that had to do with Vince, obviously, because from what I understand, him and Paul always kind of got on. But I think you can have both situations be true at the same time. I think you can be there to not ruffle feathers and to, you know, try and smooth over your legacy. Because at this point, if he never came back to wrestling after AEW, his legacy would be utterly tarnished. After how everything ended in AEW. So he's back in WWE, I think, for three reasons. One, money, obviously. Two, to re-cement his legacy in some way, shape, or form. And three, I think he just wants to have fun. I think he wants to be around Kofi again. I think he wants to, you know, hang out with those guys that he is genuinely friends with. And he wasn't getting that in AEW, aside from maybe Dax and Ketch.
Can I jump in here right quick? And I like what you just said, Jordan. I feel the same way. But that promo, I think if he had came out throwing jabs, it kind of would have soured it a little bit. It would have made people think, oh, same old Punk. You know, he's developed his reputation of being bitter, of being hard to work with, and now you're showing us yet again kind of how people felt with the promo he gave when he came back in AEW at the United Center, you know, reintroduction, his first time back. He's on there taking jabs at WWE. Okay, if he's going to take the high road, then why would he, on his first night back in WWE, he started taking jabs at AEW? You're kind of doing the same thing over. You're repeating the cycle. So I actually enjoyed that promo because he looked mature. And it did something for me on a personal level because I did a podcast about Punk called The Surprise and Disappointment of CM Punk. And as a fan, a longtime fan of CM Punk, you know, I was hurt that he behaved that way. I mean, during the pandemic, when we was locked down, you know, one of the many things I did to entertain myself and keep myself sane was watch CM Punk matches and promos over and over and over. It kept my mind off what was going on in the world. And then he came back. I was so excited. And he, you know, it was not good, man. Some good stuff came out of it, some good matches and stuff. But overall, it was disappointing. So for him to come back and humble himself, he humbled me at the same time. And I'm like, dang, you know what, Punk? I kind of went out on you. You know, I didn't give you the second chance that I should have. You came back, and I'm like, man, this dude cutting up, man. I don't want to hear nothing else from him. And I am a true fan of his. But then he showed me in one little 7-minute segment why I am a fan of his. So I was good with it.
Hey, Joe, you know what?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a life. You know, it's just like, you know, when you hit your 40s, man, I don't know, like, this is kind of going back to kind of what you said. Like, 14, you know, you don't burn bridges, right?
No.
But you never burn bridges. So he burned that bridge, right? But you have to,
he at
the
same somewhere.
Time, he was shown a lot of grace by the WWE. And because it goes back to saying that, hey, you know what? He moves numbers, man. So you can get over all of that personal feelings and all of that. Hey, man, WWE, they're in two television contract negotiations and what they're going to do with Raw. I think SmackDown is moving to USA and all that, that, and the third. But, man, I'm telling you, they're going to, that bidding war for Raw is going to go up and up just off of that.
Yeah.
Off of those numbers that was from Friday and from Saturday night. So, hey, people might have some personal opinions with Punk, but, man, he moves the needle. And if you're just connected to that lightning bolt, hey, man, you got to ride it, baby.
You know, it's so wild that we're even talking like this right now because we know how we've been talking in the chat back and forth about Punk for the last 3-4 months. But, see, even all of us right now, our energy is kind of shifted to, like, give him a chance.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. I mean, it's real. It's real, man. Now, before we I was saying,
the way that I see it too, yeah, all those deals are coming up. All that stuff is coming up. I genuinely believe Triple H is too smart to say, oh, well, if I bring in Punk, I can make all this money, but ruin my relationship with 80% of the roster. I don't think he would do it. I think either Punk has got Triple H in the biggest work of all time, or Paul and Phil have genuinely come together in reconciliation and are doing what is best for the two of them and the company and everyone involved. And obviously only time will tell, but
we're all being worked. Hey, everybody knew.
hey, Jordan, when is that? Do you have any idea when that contract is for the Raw? I know the SmackDown is going back to USA, but they haven't determined a day.
It's supposed to be
2024,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's sometime
in 2024.
I think it's all October. Yeah,
next year. Yep. So the contract is up, or it's going to be, when are they going to be? Because you're going to see a difference
once that contract is up. They have to make a decision before the contract is up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm
they're gonna,
sure negotiations have already started.
Yeah.
That's
FX is what
that's
I'm
one of the.
hearing. FX.
Does
Yeah.
FX
But I mean,
have that
that's the
kind
only
of.
way you can go back to TV14. If you
Does
think about
FX
it.
have that kind of money?
But
Yeah.
does FX have that kind of reach, though?
I
They
believe
will
so.
go
They
with
don't have the
Punk,
same.
though. People
They don't
will
have the
go
same
find
reach.
Punk.
I
I think
think it could
so.
stay on Mondays if they stay with FX, because if you think about it right now, I don't I, like right off the top of my head, I don't think FX has a standstill Monday night show. And that's the only way that they can stay,
I didn't know
because if
FX was
not, then
still
they're going to
on
have
the
to move to
TV.
Wednesday. Yeah, I mean they showed like Atlanta and a bunch of different shows like that too.
Oh,
Not
okay.
to mention, they make so much money off the movies that they stream to where they should have
Yeah.
enough money to straight up give it to
Well, fellas,
them. As long as it's on Sling and I can still watch.
before we get out of here, I want to run down the line, and I'll finish off last. We got Punk is in WWE now. It's official. We don't know what the contract is. We don't know what it's long term. But what I want y'all to do, I want you to book his match for Royal Rumble and book his match for WrestleMania. Cass, I'm starting with you.
I already got it locked down because I've been saying this for the last month. I'm going to say Royal Rumble, it will be Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. I personally believe that CM Punk in his contract has it to where that first night of WrestleMania, that will be his night. I think that Cody wins Royal Rumble, and I believe the LA Knight goes after the World Heavyweight title, and we get CM Punk, LA Knight, WrestleMania night one. Book me.
George, you look a little confused, but so I'm gonna let you breathe for a second. Kanye, Professor, KG, I want you to book them. Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Okay, I think they're gonna follow the same storyline what they did with Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. They're gonna go back to back, maybe. And the thing about it is, okay, so you got the Royal Rumble, and you have the show that's gonna be in Australia.
Elimination
And
Chamber.
then March, what's the show in March? I know they got the show in March, right?
I think they split. I think it's on the Elimination Chamber before WrestleMania now.
Elimination
I'd say
Chamber.
sometimes they do Fastlane in March.
Yeah, then you got
Sometimes, yeah. The
WrestleMania, right?
Fastlane
So
to
you got to think about
WrestleMania.
like what are they gonna do? Are they gonna have Seth drop the title, or you're gonna have next month? Is it that Damian Priest cashes in at Rumble and try to get the belt from him and then lose? Because Damian Priest ain't getting that belt. That messed Damian Priest up. Sorry. So I would say Seth and Damian Priest, and then Punk interferes. Then you have Punk and at Fast or wherever in Australia and Martin and in
Elimination Chamber.
February, whatever that is. And then Punk and Seth night one for the title. And that's when Punk get the belt from Seth at WrestleMania.
Ooh. Jordan, what do you think, man? Welcome.
I don't think Punk's gonna have a match at Rumble.
Ooh. At
Because you're not
all.
gonna they're not gonna put him in the Rumble unless he wins it, and I don't think they're gonna have him win it. I don't think Cody's gonna win it either, though, so I don't know. Maybe I don't think Cody's gonna go back to back. I don't think he should go back to back. I think Cody should win an Elimination Chamber match to win his shot at Roman, but that's a different story. So maybe you do let Punk win the Rumble. It's something he's never done, and it's something people would want. But I wouldn't book him in a singles match. And I don't know if I would book him until night one WrestleMania against Seth. Make that his first match.
I'm kind of on that way. Now, I'm going to work backwards. I definitely think it's Seth and Punk at WrestleMania. Totally agree with that. That is what I think. That is what I think. Now, I don't think he's going to be in a Rumble either. I don't agree with that. I don't think so. But I definitely think, knowing how WWE does, they do like to give you a little bit of a tidbit. Punk is going to whoop up somebody. And the unfortunate thing, I don't know if it's going to be Priest or it's going to be somebody we like. He's going to have to take the L to Punk. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to make Punk still like he that guy. We can make him wait to WrestleMania, but then I think it's too many other guys that are over. Like I said, the press conference, the Avengers, that Punk just sitting there. I think if that was the case, even though it was in Chicago, you would have waited a little longer to show Punk's face to the WWE audience. You're talking about him waiting all the way from what month is this now? November,
November.
December to that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just hope and and this is me not even knowing. I hope it's not LA Knight or anything like that, but I definitely think somehow either Priest or Randy Orton go get whooped up by Punk early, and then
it could be Jay.
Jay could be the outside guy too. And that's the only thing I was saying earlier.
That'd be terrible.
One of the top guys is going to end up going to be a little bit outside this year. And somebody's going to have that sit down with Triple H and say, I know you're doing good this year, man. But this year, you know, we're going to go with this way. But next year is your year. Somebody's going to have to take that talk, man. But you know what? I love what we did here today. We got to reconvene with this again, fellas. So if you want to sign off and let them know how they can get a hold of any of y'all, Cass, real quick, let them know how to get a hold of you.
Thank y'all so much for having me on again. I appreciate it. My name is Najee, but I go by Cass G. That's Cass space G. You can find me on Twitter at it's Nahhgee. Sorry, it's X now. It's not Twitter. My bad. But thank you so much. My music is also available on iTunes and, you know, all that fun stuff too.
Jordan, kick it with him.
Oh, I muted myself as I'm unmuting. Yes, I am on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok when motivated. Not often that I'm motivated to be on TikTok. I am a 6-time best-selling Amazon published author. I also do production stuff with Northwest Championship Wrestling, including commentary with Whip, amongst other things. And I also think that AJ Lee will be back in 2024. And that's the only reason that my wife is excited that Punk is back.
Professor, let them know how to get a hold of you, my guy.
All right, you can find me at Coach Kanye G, or you can find me as on Twitter, Coach Kanye G, or on X, which is Kanye G, not West. That's Kanye G, not West. And then Coach Kanye G on Instagram, you can find me. That's it, man. I'm not hard to find.
Hey, real quick, do you still, like, train people for football if they need it?
Yeah, you can inbox me, man. We'll point you in the right direction, man. You know, it's all about the mindset first, right?
He's real about that, y'all. And our boy Joe Walker, the Word Heavyweight Champion, had to pop off. But you know, you can check him out, Mr. Joe Walker, Joe Lamite, on X, Facebook, pretty much everything. And you know, you can check me out, The Whip Show Podcast. We're on all podcast platforms, real simple. Just put in The Whip Show, WHIP. We drop all the time, all types of content. Follow us on Facebook. We always on there clowning. And like I said, you can check us now on Roku TV. Just put in Mize TV, M-I-S-E TV. You can see this episode, see all of us. You don't got to just listen to us. You can see us on there or Sideline Sports. With that being said, we're going to get out of here, and we catch y'all next time right here on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Take care, guys.